And it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors. Support for Conversations with the Mayors comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They encourage you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses are inviting you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, and we're joined on the phone by the Mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Aaron, and thanks for helping remind people about this rain we're having. We do get concerned about flash flooding and all that that can entail. We're starting to put some barricades up in the areas we know that flood, so we do not want people to drive through those. We heard last night that even 6 inches of rain can sweep you away, and it can float your car, so those are very dangerous situations. So if you see barricades up, please go another way, and please stay away from the low-lying areas. It's best if you can stay inside. Especially later this evening, because we're expecting heavier rains to start around 5 p.m. It is hurricane season, and we're seeing some doozies already.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we're expecting to get some heavier and certainly more rain later, but any issues right now yet?
Not yet. I said we're going out to those low-lying areas that we know about, over at Eastgate, places like that, and putting the barricades there ready to spread them out. So they're just kind of congregated right now. Keeping an eye on the weather, keeping on that. And if you haven't signed up, get people to sign up for the Orange County Alerts. There's a link on our website. You can get the app. The messages can come to your home phone or your cell phone or via email. They only do these weather alerts and special events so that people understand what's going on out there. It's going to be a lot of rain in a short period of time, which can cause flash flooding.
And again, the town's website is townofchapelhill.org, so go there for more information about town government in general, but also that link to sign up for the Orange County Alerts newsletter, too. So town council met last night, a number of items on the agenda. What was the recap?
So we had our work session, and work sessions are a chance to have a little bit more informal setting, even though we're still by virtual, so it's still kind of informal anyway, to get deeper into some issues. And we started off with an update about what the town's response to COVID-7 is. It's been interesting as we have seen some relaxing and opening up of things again as we're taking those stages, 2.5 as we say. The community spread has actually gone down from when we had that spike with the UNC opening up. So we've seen a smaller number now. We like that trend. We want to see that trend continue. And we're hopeful that people will still continue to get tested. UNC has and the health department have worked together where the R7 parking lot at 725 MLK has opened to anyone that wants to come get tested from 10 to 2. You can drive up or walk through. If you have symptoms or where you've been exposed, you can get a test, but you also can isolate yourself and help us out there, too. So that was interesting on the update. We also learned that in the southern hemisphere, when they're in the opposite seasons we are, that the flu season was not as bad as they thought it was going to be, mostly because people are wearing the mask and staying apart and washing their hands, so the flu season. But it could be a double whammy for folks, so we're encouraging everyone to get their flu shot early this year. We hope to have some flu shot events coming up in the near future for people, but most insurance policies cover it. Most groups are offering free flu shots, so we can figure out how to get everyone protected, so that would be really good. And then we moved into, we had a couple of proclamations for Constitution Week and Diaper Needs Awareness Week. About 1 in 3 families apparently has trouble procuring diapers for their young ones, and we're lucky to have a wonderful group working here in Orange County and the Diaper Bank working together. So we urge people to help support through donations or holding a diaper drive. That information is on our website as well. But it's always good to hear about these wonderful groups doing amazing things in our community. We moved on to the concept plan improvements. A concept plan is the first step in a development review. It was originally intended as a sort of draw on the napkin, would you consider this project here? It's evolved into more than that. It's gotten some mixed reviews on how well it's performing, both from the applicant side, our advisory board sides, and our council side. So we're talking about how to make it better, how to have a better project at the end, if that's the goal, and to get others involved. And we have our urban design team now up and running, so we're going to have them be involved. and council gave feedback into what kinds of things they were looking for. We also had our public housing update, and it's been interesting to see the impacts of COVID on our public housing community. About 21% of households have lost employment income, and staff is trying very hard to help connect people with new jobs and skill, and trying to do skills assessments and trying to figure out how to get people employed and working back. And then HUD helps out with some money. We just found about a new round of stimulus coming back out to help with our housing. It's been hard to watch. The hardest hit communities are usually the ones with the lowest incomes during this COVID time, and that's been hard. So, a big shout out to Lantern. They're holding Ice Cream 2. It's purchase of roasted banana sundae kits on help for food for students. They've been amazing in helping for food for students. And there's more information if you want to buy one of these kits on the Food for Students Facebook page. So. That is all going on, and I'm sure you've updated folks, but we've heard that the UNC football game this weekend against Charlotte has been canceled
yep.
due to COVID on the UNC Charlotte team's teammates, and we're sorry about that because I know that people enjoyed the game last weekend watching from their TVs and stuff, but we will see how that shakes out.
Yeah, speaking of, and we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and townofchapelhill.org is the town's website. What did you see in terms of activity downtown or people actually getting out and about and going to restaurants and getting on Franklin Street on game day Saturday? Was there much of an increase or?
There was an increase in people out and about, but there was not any heavy tailgating going on that we could discern, which is what we were hopeful for. People really heeded the message to not have large gatherings. We did have reports of a couple of large gatherings at the time our public safety officers arrived. That's not what they found. They found people being compliant. I actually was downtown on Sunday afternoon, early evening, wandering around, and was very pleased to see how many people were wearing masks and dining outside and just enjoying the atmosphere in a very safe way. So there is a way to be out supporting our businesses in a safe way. The extended sidewalks downtown made it very easy to stay 6 feet apart away from folks. And people were generally milling around in a safe manner, but there was a lot of life going on. And so I think that's the same kind of thing you saw on Saturday. We had very few calls. And people were watching the games in their homes or with friends in restaurants, that kind of thing, but at a safe distance. So we were very pleased about that.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, so we also just in the last 45 minutes got the word from Governor Cooper that elementary schools are going to be able to go back to option A if school districts want to get all the kids back into the classroom. Obviously, that's a district by district choice, and there's no obligation on any individual district. So we'll see what that means, if anything, for the two Orange County districts. But what were your thoughts about that?
I think it's an interesting step. We know children don't come down with this virus as hard, but they can spread it. We know our teachers can become susceptible to this. It will be interesting to watch the data. I know our own school district here in this district has made the choice to stay virtual to the end of the calendar year for now. I think we're all learning through this. Are there safe ways to do this and at what cost? So we'll see how that shakes out. I don't see our district making a change right now. They've made a commitment to try to work this out, but I do understand. I've watched parents on Zoom deal with children while they're trying to have work from home and deal with the children being online. It's hard. It's difficult. It's an unusual situation. And children's attention spans, they need that social interaction. They need that energy out. They can't stay on a screen all day long. Adults have a hard enough time doing that. So I understand the reasoning to try to get students back in the classroom. But again, we don't know at what cost. That's really difficult. We're also having those conversations about Halloween. I'm getting a lot of questions about what are we going to do about Halloween this year. And where the Metro mayors are meeting with Dr. Cohen next Friday to discuss some statewide guidelines for Halloween and trick-or-treating, but we're hoping that people will realize it's not good to have big parties of people together. We're talking with the university about what Halloween looks like downtown because it's always been a interesting celebration in the town with UNC students and other folks coming together. But because of COVID, we're going to have to do things differently this year, and we're having those discussions now.
Yep.
It's hard.
Other things going on in town that folks want to know about?
Mostly we're working about this hurricane situation right now. That's top of the to-do list. and how our food bank distribution gets out because of the weather, and checking on the places we know to check on that normally flood, making sure people are aware or have places to go or get their vehicles out of the way. So that's taking up our time right now. We have an interesting, like I said, packed schedule this fall because we delayed a lot of things from our calendar last spring. So our council meetings are going longer, trying to make up for the items that we delayed. So trying to figure out how to work those in so our meetings don't go to midnight. That's the goal right now. We want to have thoughtful discussions about each item, too. We don't want to just rush through the agenda. So it's making it interesting. We should be getting budgeting numbers pretty soon from what things look like. I will say sales tax aren't as bad as we predicted, which is going to make it interesting, but parking revenues are way down, and some other revenues are way down, so we're going to see what that looks like as well.
Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. And a reminder, as Mayor Heminger said up top, you can go to the website and get the link to sign up for the Orange County Alerts newsletter as well, so you can get timely information about emergencies and things like weather events like we're experiencing right now. Mayor Pam Heminger, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron, and stay dry. All right.